And Matt Bevin joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The debate over whether the summit between US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week was a success or failure is still in the news this morning. As we were discussing last week, most experts agree that just because the two didn't agree on some sort of denuclearization deal doesn't make the whole thing a catastrophe. Here's what former State Department official Abraham Denmark said on RN Breakfast on Friday.
There's a palpable sense of relief among some here in Washington who were worried that the president would sign a bad deal. No deal in this case is certainly better than a bad deal.
But there is significant debate about whether Donald Trump was too nice to Kim Jong-un and whether by holding the summit and being friendly with the North Korean leader, Trump legitimized him as a world leader. Here's Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton speaking to CBS's Margaret Brennan overnight.
After the president left Hanoi, Kim Jong-un stayed there. I mean, he was walking around touring hotspots in Vietnam. He no longer looks like a pariah. Didn't he gain from this?
I don't think that's the president's view at all.
He sat across from the president almost as if an equal.
He did that in Singapore. The president's view is he gave nothing away.
But do you actually believe that?
The president's view is he gave nothing away. That's what matters, not my view. As I've said before, I guess I can't get people to listen, so I'll try it one more time. I'm the national security advisor. I'm not the national security decision maker.
Now, the reason John Bolton is being pushed for his opinion is because he is notoriously opinionated on the issue of North Korea. Before becoming national security advisor in April last year, he was a regular commentator on Fox News where he said things like this.
No, it's a bad idea for the president to speak to Kim Jong-un. And for our president to speak to their dictator gives Kim Jong-un a legitimacy that he doesn't deserve. Our president gets nothing from such a conversation. Kim Jong-un gets propaganda he will use for years.
That's John Bolton talking about Donald Trump's desire to open leader-to-leader dialogue with Kim Jong-un before he got his current job. But now, speaking to the Sunday morning political shows in the US, John Bolton is keen to reiterate that his opinion doesn't matter. That includes on the issue of American student Otto Warmbier, who was returned to America in 2017 in a coma after he was kept in North Korean custody for 17 months, and according to his parents, at least, physically tortured. Donald Trump said last week that he took Kim at his word, that he didn't know that Otto Warmbier was being mistreated.
I don't believe that he would have allowed that to happen. It just wasn't to his advantage to allow that to happen. And in those prisons and those camps, you have a lot of people, and some really bad things happened to Otto. Some really, really bad things.
Why are you
But he tells me that he didn't know about it. And I will take him at his word.
Overnight, John Bolton was asked about this by CNN's Jake Tapper.
Look, the president made it very clear he considers what happened to Otto Warmbier an act of brutality that's completely unacceptable.
Do you take Kim Jong-un at his word?
The president takes him at his word.
No, I know he does, but what about you?
My opinion doesn't matter. My opinion is that
you're
I'm the national
security advisor of the president.
Right,
your opinion matters quite a bit.
I am not the national security decision maker. That's his view.
The Republican Party leadership, apart from Donald Trump, are being pretty clear that they hold Kim Jong-un responsible. Here's Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy overnight.
North Korea murdered Otto.
Right, but Kim.
Kim, I think Kim had all authority to do that. I mean, I think Kim knew what happened, which was wrong. That's why when we passed sanctions, we named it after Otto Warmbier. That's why the president kept those sanctions in place. The sanctions the president did not lift on North Korea are named after Otto, and I think the president clarified that.
In an attempt to clarify his position over the weekend, President Trump tweeted that he held North Korea responsible for Otto's death, but he still hasn't said that he holds Kim Jong-un personally responsible, which is really the issue here. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has been talking about a whole lot of other things too, including the multiple investigations into him. In a two-hour-long freestyle speech at a conservative conference over the weekend, the president gave his views on some of the things which are getting in the way of his successes.
We had the greatest of all time. Now we have people that lost, and unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions, and they leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there, and all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit, okay? With bullshit.
One of the things he's talking about there is the Mueller investigation, as well as other investigations into the president, including from the Congress. On that issue, overnight, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, said that even if no evidence ever emerges that the president colluded with the Russian government to influence the 2016 election, there is already evidence enough that the president committed a crime by obstructing justice.
Do you think the president obstructed justice?
Yes, I do.
It's very clear that the president obstructed justice. It's very clear. 1,100 times he referred to the Mueller investigation as a witch hunt. He tried to protect Flynn from being investigated by the FBI. He fired Comey in order to stop the Russian thing, as he told NBC News. He's intimidated witnesses in public.
The House Judiciary Committee Chair, Jerry Nadler, there speaking to ABC America overnight, Fran.
Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7:08.